I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Members of the jury that acquitted Michael Jackson in his 2005 sexual abuse trial are speaking out. Juror Ray Holtman said that Jackson's defense team created enough reasonable doubt to justify him not being guilty.
I made it quite clear to the other jurors that I was going to be leaving the deliberation room knowing that Michael Jackson was a child molester. Michael Jackson was in a position to hire probably the best attorneys around that could build a case for reasonable doubt, and they did that.
Another juror, Melissa Harrard, agreed.
He was not guilty. There was not enough evidence. It's just kind of suspicious that, you know, they'd go ahead and do this so many years later when Michael Jackson's not here to defend himself.
Somebody else brought it up, but it's a good point. Just because you're found not guilty doesn't necessarily mean you're innocent.
Well, it sounds like the first guy, this Ray guy, that we played first, he thinks he is the child molester, but that just there wasn't enough evidence
to prove it.
To prove it, so he had to vote not guilty.
Correct.
Or whatever.
You have to do what it actually says.
And then that woman that we just played, it sounds like she just fully thought he was not guilty. So it's kind of interesting. I thought those were really
juicy. I can never be a juror.
Very hard. Comedian Matt Rife, who dated actress Kate Beckinsale for a year in 2017, had some advice for SNL star Pete Davidson, who is currently dating her.
We dated for a year.
Okay.
And it was complicated, okay. For sure. A lot of ups and downs, but she's moved on, and I'm happy. I'm hoping that they both are getting out of it whatever they want to get out of it.
What advice do you have for Pete?
Man to man?
Yeah.
Run.
Really?
Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it while you can. I hope they're both happy. I don't know.
Okay, somebody's probably butthurt there when you say, run! Like that. If a guy told me, if I was single, I was like, hey, what do you think about this girl? I was like, oh man, no, you know, nothing, just run. Like, they're that crazy.
You think that means they're still, like, obsessed with them?
No, I think if somebody tells me to run from a girl, that means they're saying the girl's crazy. Or
well,
the guy's crazy. It's like, don't deal with them. But
right.
Are they just saying that, though, because they are still a little upset that the relationship's over themselves?
Yeah, I don't know. Good point. A plus-size model says that she was told she couldn't get into a Miami nightclub because rapper Future was inside and he didn't want any fatties in there.
Well, where was this on Fat Tuesday?
Her name is Naomi. She's also known as, like, Now or Nao, I guess, N-A-O. She was planning on meeting a promoter at South Beach's Story nightclub where Future was performing. When she was on her way to the night spot with a friend, the promoter allegedly told her to turn around because she wouldn't be able to get in. The model's publicist said that this promoter told her, don't even bother coming. Future asked for no fatties. The model from Montreal took to Instagram stories after the incident to share her outrage with her 211,000 followers. Future is appearing to deny the allegations on Twitter. He wrote, stop capping on my name. I love all women.
Except for fatties.
And Samuel L. Jackson watches his movies when they come on TV.
I watch my old movies all the time, so if I'm channel surfing and there's something old of mine on that I like, I watch it.
You will watch it.
So I see that face.
What's the last one you watched on TV on your own?
Die Hard with a Vengeance. I watched it from where I caught up to it till it was over.
Coming up in less than an hour, R. Kelly started crying in an interview, and it may be the wildest thing you'll hear all day.